What's up, guys? This is the GOAT from Controllers and Keyboards, and you're listening to my fourth favorite podcast by my first favorite people, Casually Lit.
Fuck brain, as Igor knows.
What's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rhodey.
And I'm Chris.
Obviously, I'm Jay.
And we started the show out with a shout out to Bray. What's up, man?
Yeah, shout out, Bray.
Hope you're feeling better.
Hope you're feeling better. Those that don't know, Bray had Igor surgery on his nose.
Yeah.
And that was cool. We got to hear from the biggest socialist in America on that intro.
Oh, the goat. I was like, Jay?
I don't think I am.
No, the goat, yeah. I really wanted to start the podcast out with some freestyle rap because apparently they've been doing a lot of that. And I kind of want to show them how to rap.
Oh,
shots fired.
The people over at
Controllers and Keyboards?
KKK?
No, I'm not really shots fired. But yeah,
no, they're KKK. Controllers and
CNK.
Oh, CNK.
It's CNK okay. Crew, Jay.
Oh, Pornhub.
Yep. Might as well be.
Who released a new album on Valentine's Day, if you haven't heard it.
Oh, it's pretty good.
So Pornhub actually released this album?
They had six songs that they released.
Yeah, it was Lil Xan.
Lil Xan. God,
Lil Xan.
I don't fucking can't, man. I can't. I can't even pretend.
I can't even fucking pretend like that's cool.
Lil Xan.
I think he says a maximum of 12 words.
I love
it. He does. Rhodey played it for me this weekend, and we listened to a lot of it. And
it's terrible.
It's not good.
Isn't he the one that passed away?
No.
Unfortunately, no, Chris.
Ah.
No, that was Big Xan. Big Xan Axe.
No, got the axe.
Yeah, what was that? XXX Technician or whatever? Is that the one that died?
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Let's move on. No one cares.
No. We're going on my favorite subject now. Rappers that are under the age of 25.
Well, that's because you were one at one point.
No. Yeah. I never released an album, a mixtape. Go check out that tree shit.
I definitely did not post the link in the bio.
Every episode.
Young
Can you guys
Reed.
please check this out? Nobody. That shows you how many people actually look at the page in the bio. If you've posted it that many times.
We could find that. I do have the little thing that I made for Caitlin somewhere on that computer. When I took the Owl City and I remixed it.
It's so awkward, dude, to listen to. Like, when you're sitting here watching me and I'm listening to it, I'm like, this is super awkward.
Hey, DJ Webb played it at my wedding.
I did. Because you told me to.
It was a playlist.
I was like, this is so awkward to me. Because Jason's all super lovey-dovey, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know why this makes me feel weird.
The funny part is I still regret to this day. That was a perfect opportunity to do that song live, and I should have done it. It would have been
You talk hilarious. About awkward. Yeah. Well, wait, I forgot the words. Hold on. Here, I got it on my phone. Hold on, guys. Hey, Jay, stop. Start it over, please.
I wrote this.
Oh,
because we had the wireless mic and everything. I could have just right there at the table.
Oh, that would have hurt so bad.
In front of all of her family.
That would have hurt so bad.
Oh.
You just do that. Yeah. I love you, bitch. What is that, Chris?
I love you, bitch. I ain't gonna stop loving you, bitch.
Bitch.
Shake it.
And he's got a guitar.
For those of you wondering, no, the song does not have the word bitch in it.
Skank hunt.
We're talking about 7 years ago. Skank was still cool.
And I played it at their wedding because I was the DJ.
Skank, I'm gonna take you to the bank. What you think about that?
let's just sit back and let Jason just kind of like freestyle and go for like 20 minutes, and then once he finally figures it out, we can.
I'd play the game. Skank Hunt.
Skank Hunt.
Skank Hunt 420.
Okay, so in Skank Hunt, instead of the dog coming out, holding skanks, is it a pimp?
Oh.
He comes out with two skanks in his hands.
His bottom bitch is one of them, for sure.
I'm trying to think. What else? What could pop out of those bushes with skanks? What else makes sense for that game? Because I'm going to get my programming friends.
Oh,
chlamydia?
No,
it's a virus under a microscope.
Some really nerdy white guys that are obviously married. Yeah, Yeah, and they got their pants way up around their, like, okay. mid-drift.
Hey, Chris, hit the intro again. We're going to start this
over. We're going to start this over.
Damn it.
Talking about the stereotypical pervs that are going to go pick up hookers. I've never met one. I've just seen cops a couple times.
Chris, did you by chance get the next episode of Casually Late ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and transition. Transition right into this.
If I can make the whole room go awkward, I did my job.
So Casually Late is my favorite podcast. It's a recap podcast for a show that I love, and I just love listening to this.
Hello and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by the Indo-Amir Migoring Instant Noodles. They're noodles in an instant. And don't forget, hashtag vegan friendly.
Ooh.
Well, last week, the boys came up with a $1 million idea in the relationship sector.
Yes, we did.
In cameo.com. Now, the kernel of the idea is there, and it's a tasty one. Here's the elevator pitch. Your favorite celebrity does your emotional dirty work for you. I honestly think it's a great idea. It adds a little bit of color to what is normally a drab affair, you know, nixing somebody who was once so close to you out of your life, severing those, you know, emotional ties. It certainly gives, you know, the dumpy or the dumped, I guess, you know, therapy fodder, something to tell their counselor. I know I, for one, would get a kick out of telling my counselor, my therapist, about how Rachel hired Maggie Gyllenhaal to divorce me. I mean, on one hand, it's Maggie Gyllenhaal. And you remember that scene in Stranger Than Fiction where she's, like, baking, and then Will Ferrell comes in, and she says, "Get bent, tax man." Oh. Later on in the episode, Rhodey discusses hazy IPAs, but they're crystal. But they're New England IPAs, but they're crystal, but they're hazy. But they're crystal. Kind of didn't know what he was talking about, but I am inclined to believe and defer to him.
As you should.
He is the master beer pourer. Lest we forget.
Lest we forget.
Well, now it's time for our new favorite segment, Best Joke of the Week Awards.
Oh, shit.
Best Joke of the Week Awards go to Chris with his Not Much What's Up With You, which is just perfectly timed and very well executed. Chris is the funniest on the podcast.
God damn it.
The close runner-up is Rhodey's. Chris, pause this. Where'd you go? Off the record joke. I chuckled. Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. My name is Michael Harper. And as always, we're hashtag triggered by Chris.
That is fucking greatness, folks.
So
perfect.
I don't know that he's ever actually, like, broadcasted and did a play by play for a baseball game.
Yeah,
but that's what he sounds like when he does them. Like, he has the same canter, the tone, the everything is the same as it. And also, I think he did that in an empty brew house.
Yes, he did.
So, because that was hollow.
You can't even. So, sorry, Rhodey. I'm gonna go first. We're staring at
he
each other.
He just looked at me. He's like, "Can I go first?"
I was like, "Wait." I don't like to piss people off. I just no. I'm thinking, like, so you know when you're talking to somebody and you can hear the smile.
Uh-huh.
You don't hear that when he's doing that.
No,
it's so funny.
No,
he's very, very. This is matter of fact.
Like, yeah.
So in the next $1 million idea,
mm-hmm.
Bromeo, we can have brewers break up with your significant other. How much do you think it would take for Michael Pitacolis to break up with your wife?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of money. He's a very rich man.
So $50?
Yeah. And for those of you that didn't listen last week, there's a website called cameo.com where you can pay celebrities to send stuff to people. So, like, you can go on there and pay Bam Margera $45 to send somebody a 30-second message. And what we wanted, it's all positive on there right now. So, of course,
we're
like, make a breakup with your girlfriend. And then we were, like, talking about your favorite celeb dumping you. Like, you know, Caitlin calls Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit and is like, "Hey, need you to tell Jason it's over."
So cool. Oh, because he's your favorite. I was like,
yeah.
There's no way in hell that's Caitlin's favorite.
She's going to have Fred Durst. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, it's done. She did it. She did it all for the nookie.
You did it all for the nookie. Yeah. And now it's over.
You're going to break stuff tonight. You like break stuff? Yeah. You're going to do it tonight because it's over. That's what that was. But yeah, go check out last week's episode. Oh, God. We got a little carrot. John Otto, hit the Matthews Bridge. Slim Biscuit. But that's how we can. That's how we get Michael to stop listening real quick. Just do Limp Bizkit all the time because he don't like it.
What are they gonna do an acoustical Limp Bizkit set?
Acoustical?
Who? Who? Shut up, Chris.
The Dick Beldings should do Limp Bizkit covers.
Yes, they will.
Acoustical covers.
Acoustic covers, like an unplugged, like all the lights come down. There's a spotlight on like a stool. And there's just one guy playing an acoustic guitar.
Swansea, I guess?
Yeah. Yep, it would be Swansea, the greatest.
Huh.
I did it all for the nookie. Yeah, the nookie. Yeah, so you can take that cookie.
He could have his three-legged cat there, too.
You got to slow it way down, though.
Yeah.
Make it completely sound like not even the same song.
You want to go sad.
Yeah.
Make it sad.
Yeah. Like anytime Stained picks up a guitar.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, he's
the
country.
The man Stained.
The man Stained.
We don't talk about Stained anymore.
He's country now.
Yeah.
He hates Mexicans, too, by the way.
I saw that.
Yep. He's got a rebel flag, man, on the fucking window. Yeah.
I thought he was Mexican. I mean, I'm probably obviously wrong, because I don't think he would say that if he was.
Well, I mean, Luis is a traditional Mexican name, so.
Luis.
Right.
Aaron Luis. He's changed the spelling of his name so people wouldn't notice. I can't stand that son of a bitch. I'm getting mad right. Just thinking about
Jesus Christ.
When you watch the videos where he's like, I was always country. Bullshit, you were screaming metal. Rajava. Oh, you fuck you, you piece of giant shit. I hate that guy. He's saying he made metal music to make it because back then that didn't make it. That wasn't like, no, he would have got farther with country if he started that way.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I went and saw him at BFD 1 year when I was 14 or 15. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. So like 2001, 2002 maybe. And it was weird because like you're like, oh, it's Stained. Look, we're gonna hear all these Stained songs. It's gonna be badass, whole band playing. He did like two songs full band and was like, all right, we're gonna bring it down for an acoustic set.
Yep.
And then he did exactly what I just made fun of. He turned all the lights down, had a spotlight on him, and he was on a stool just like playing
I'm on the outside.
Yes. And I'm looking in.
God.
I can see through you. Like, whoa, did you just go Dylan?
That did sound like Dylan.
Yeah.
One headlight. I see the sun up
ahead. Oh, God. Ooh, let's do Biscuit with Dylan stuff.
One of my favorite things to do now is to turn 90s rock videos on in my house while I clean and stuff.
The videos?
Yes.
Vigious?
It's awesome because the Google, you know, just say, hey, Google Play 90s videos on TV while I'm cleaning and stuff.
Mm.
Doing the dishes, just watching all these old 90 videos, and I'm just like, whoa, life was different.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I listened to Happy by Mudvayne. I was like, holy shit, life was awesome back then. Now we got Post Malone.
I listened to Alanis Morissette, watched her.
That's
one of some of her videos. It was a different time.
You know what's funny, too? Like, what I'll always remember about Alanis Morissette is her episode of Cribs where Ryan Reynolds pops up behind her, like, before he was big. Because they were dating.
Oh, really?
And he was, like, half her age or whatever. It was so funny. Because he just popped up. He's like, hey, I'm in your house. And they were dating. Because nobody really knew who he was back then.
Right.
But they do now because he's freaking Deadpool.
This is before he was Deadpool the first time, Deadpool, with his mouth sewed shut.
This is when he was two guys, a girl, and a pizza place, or wait. Well, yeah, two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Two girls, a guy, and a pizza place.
Was that?
Two pizzas and a girl and a guy. Two fingers and a...
What?
Who to what?
What? What?
I've seen that movie. Ooh, Rhodey's brought out the first beer here. That's Victory. I know the top of that cap. Well, actually, the first beer you gave us was different.
Yeah, we have the first beer in our mouths right now.
Yeah, the first beer is from Dogfish Head, The Perfect Disguise. It's their double IPA.
Is it? What's it disguised as?
It's
an alien and a tiki.
A hop in a...
God. Oh, I thought that was plankton from SpongeBob.
It's a hop in a German beer server.
Oh.
It's not, that, I don't know what those are called.
From here, that looks like Plankton. I don't know if you guys ever watched SpongeBob.
Yeah, for sure. Plankton. Yeah.
Plankton's my favorite character.
Fucking asshole.
Because we both hate life.
Yeah. I'll get you, SpongeBob.
I can't do voices. We know that. No accents,
I'm,
no voices.
I'm proud of you, though. It was a Russian.
God damn it.
I'm real proud of you.
God damn it. This is actually really good, this double IPA from Dogfish Head.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it smells. I like the mouthfeel. It's heavy.
It's much better than 90-minute IPA.
Mm-hmm. Yep, much better, actually. Although it's not extremely hoppy.
Jay, do you have something to say?
It's beery. It's not bad.
Very good.
It's pretty good. I don't, dude, I'm not a beer server. I'm not a certified beer server.
Is it hazy? Is it crystal? Is it crystal? Is it hazy?
Crystally hazed.
Crystally hazed.
I love crystally hazed.
I feel the crystals as they go down my throat.
I swear to God, cutty. If Funky Picnic doesn't have a crystally hazy IPA, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
I do want to understand.
I can't say anything. I can't talk about Michael and his brewery.
I do want to clarify. All. Last week, you didn't say hazy clear. It was just an IPA that was clear, right?
Yeah, I was talking about Upslope and the IPA that was crystal clear, but that's it true. Wasn't a hazy IPA. But, you know, Michael, I think, Ford's 15 seconds at a time. So.
He doesn't actually listen to the podcast. No. Unless I'm on it, then he does.
We know those guys that listen to it on a... So all podcast apps have like a fast forward thing, so you can listen to it faster.
Right.
Really?
Have you ever tried that? It's like, holy crap. The app that I use is called it's called Pocket Cast. Not only does it have a fast forward thing, so you can listen to it at double speed. I'm not going to give them any promotion. You play, so you can hit play and then it'll listen to it at double speed. You can still understand the words, but it's just like fast. And then it has a skip any kind of empty space. So like if there's any kind of a pause, it skips it.
Oh, that would be weird.
So it's like it took like a 3.5 hour show and shrank it down to about 1.5 hours. And I was like, whoa, I don't need to listen to this.
What 3.5 hour podcast do you listen to?
It's Lex and Terry. It's not really a podcast.
You still listen to them?
Yeah. Yeah, man, they're great.
Never going to give it up.
They're fantastic background noise. And the bad part is I've been wanting to give it up too. I'm just mad right now. I don't want to. They're turning into old people now.
Well, that's because they are old people.
And they're
now.
Starting to be dicks about everything that's youth culture at all, period.
Oh, really? That's not how it is.
Fuck off.
Hashtag so Lex mad. And Terry suck a dick.
Terry doesn't have a kid. And that's another thing that's changed. You know, I got a kid now. So when people say anything negative about a kid, I'm like, I will fucking kill you.
I will. Slit your fucking throat.
I am coming to Seattle. I'm going to whoop your fucking ass. How dare you? I know you're talking about my child. It's like you've never met me. You don't know me, but you're talking about my kid. He's just like, he's like, anybody can have babies. Rats do it all the time. And I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch.
What?
Yeah. It's like, damn. He hates kids, like really hates kids.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's always like, it's not special to have a kid. And I was like, you sit in the delivery room and tell me it's not special, because I think it was special.
It was not special at the time. It was very scary and upsetting and a little gross. But.
Afterwards,
special. After they.
You mean they didn't let you deliver it?
You are certified. No. Laser technician.
I'm a certified beer pourer, so I can deliver a baby.
Damn it. Yeah. Well, all you do is just like grab it like this and just kind of like, it comes out, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like brewing beer. You just, sit there and wait. And
You put it in something, and then once you get it done, it takes just, like 9 months. And then
it's like barrel aging. You just wait 9 months, and then
it comes out.
Yeah, it just comes out.
Just pull the cork out.
You put your yeast in it. And then 9 months later, it comes out.
Oh, yeast infected baby.
Oh, that's not what I said. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Joke of the week right there.
It's probably Chris saying joke of the week.
Now we know why her kids have so many inner infections.
Right, right.
That's the bad part about having somebody judge you. Now I'm nervous about everything that I say.
Right.
I feel like it's not good enough to be joke of the week.
Like everything I say, I'm like, could this be joke of the week? And then I second guess myself.
Yeah, then you don't say
it. And I don't say it. And And if you overthink it and then you say it, you just sound like it's over rehearsed and it's not funny.
There's a lot of fucking pressure on this podcast. Can't talk about bikini hauls. Can't talk about jokes of the week.
It's true.
Can't talk about
casually late has ruined us. Or well, you guys. I'm just here for the laughs, man.
Can't talk about Jay's favorite brewery, Panther Island.
Oh. Oh.
I can't say anything. I'm not allowed to say anything.
There's no coming back from this.
So how about this next beer? Have you tried it yet?
Which one is glass. This? Java cask.
I have none.
From Victory. Smells like coffee.
God damn it. I didn't even get any. I didn't want any.
So this should be very, very close to... what's that fucking brewery?
What's that fucking brewery?
Certified beer pour over here is like real gentle pour and then fucking dumps the rest of it into a glass.
Yeah, really upset about it.
It should be very close to Brunch Money. It's a golden stout with oats, brown sugar, milk, and cocoa. It's Holy. Coffee stout, barrel aged.
Isn't that 903? Brunch Money?
No. Armadillo.
Armadillo. Armadillo out in Denton, Texas.
Armadillo has made some of the tastiest beers I've had
this
in a while.
This is amazing, this beer, though.
No, oh, I do like this one.
Oh, good. My God. No, yeah, Armadillo, yes, sir, hands down. You brought that Armadillo beer, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last time. It was the their mesquite bean. Honey mesquite or something.
Honey, please.
Yeah. Honey, please, yeah. And then they have the their champagne beer.
Royal Champ.
Oh, it's so good. I love that beer.
Miller High Life?
That's the champagne of beers. Oh. This is different.
Sorry.
Yep.
A new champagne was in the description.
Which is also, no, that corn syrup is delicious. I love that. It's delicious. I learned that from Rody this weekend.
That's true.
I did. We had a
corn syrup discussion?
Miller Lite. No, a Miller Lite was offered to him and he took it. And I was like, oh, you took a Miller Lite. That's weird. And he was like, it was offered to me. It tastes like corn syrup. It's okay.
Who offered you a Miller Lite, Rody?
My father-in-law. So I can't reject it.
You are a cheater. Oh, so y'all were all doing this pig thing together?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were just disemboweling a pig together?
We don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, Jason. I know it's a trigger.
We've talked about much worse.
Hashtag triggered. I don't really... Yeah. Chris is the triggerer. If he wants to tell the stories, he can.
I don't even know the story.
Okay, well, we can tell it now.
Tell it and trigger, Michael.
Yeah, tell the hashtag vegan-friendly story. How we hunted pigs.
These are not vegan-friendly stories. But they are hashtag sustainably harvested, which is a thing.
Did you use the bones?
No, we did not.
Liar.
You fucking liar.
Not a good harvest.
Actually, I have...
What do you think my lips aren't chapped? Pig fat. You're welcome.
That's right.
Did you make silverware out of the bones?
Actually, that's a good idea. The only things that we threw away... would be like the backbone, so you're not supposed to eat any of the nervous system and the backbone, and then the head, and that's all that we tossed. Everything else is in coolers waiting to be.
You can't eat the head.
Food? No, you can. You can.
You made hogshead cheese out of it.
Yeah, or you can roast, slow roast it, and do like tacos out of the head meat. Head meat's really good. It's just a pain in the ass to get to.
A boar's head.
Some barbacoa.
Sounds like the last porn I watched. Head meat.
Jesus.
Joke of the week.
That's right, the there. Title of it. Head meat.
No, but these the newfangled hunting shows, if I would have remembered my GoPro this weekend, we would have had some good new age hunting videos.
That's true. You wouldn't have seen anything because you were behind me, so.
It's true. Rody, get out of the way! And he's still running. Damn it.
I'm going to catch this thing barehanded. I'm going to pretend like it's mountain lion.
I don't even have a bullet in my training chamber.
For the record, your award-winning editor would not have been there for that video. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to edit that one for me.
I don't think so. I think I could have tried, but I think I would have been like, whoa.
What the?
Will you watch any of that? I don't know.
There's lots of foliage, so it's hard to see what actually happens, so you probably could.
Yeah, it's not like you see it and then blood. And you don't see that.
Just an exploding pig.
Oh no, just Rody shooting it, and then me behind him going, "Rody, get down! I can still see him," and he's just trotting along.
I mean, really,
didn't even hear me.
there's really not a lot of blood.
Not at all. It's surprising. Not until you start cleaning. Then there was a lot of blood.
We've went down a path.
It's dark.
Story of the
week. I mean, we had two choices, Bikini Hall or killing animals. So this is definitely the safer,
this is a safer route.
I just want to keep saying that word so people will Google it without us describing it or talking about it. It'll be hilarious. Somebody's going to be like, what the fuck were they? Oh!
This is weird.
This is weird.
Go to YouTube. It's like Jason texted us today. And
what?
We did.
I did. Yeah, of course I did, because that's what I do. Reddit is a dark place.
Oh, yeah, you saw it on Reddit.
Reddit. Oh, yeah, I see a lot of shit on Reddit. Reddit's where the weirdos hang out, I guess, maybe. We're not all weirdos. We're cool people.
It's the closest to the dark web you can get without actually being on there.
The black web. Come on.
It's funny when people forget that Chris can see in the camera. It's like,
but yet he doesn't look at it. So.
This guy, he did it. This is the weirdo that's always on Reddit.
Oh, man.
He's a top contributor.
Top. Watch, yeah, Chris is like super famous. You're famous on YouTube. He's famous on Reddit.
He's a moderator.
Yeah, we just got me and Rhodey over here doing nothing with our lives.
Yeah, my YouTube video, you should go check it out. Just Google how to make a bunyip.
It'll be number two.
That's number two.
Should be number one, though, with all the fucking views.
Behind 62,000 views, guy.
What about your second most popular video? Chris got a fleshlight.
Hold on, though. I really want to toot this guy's horn. This guy has 173,000 views on YouTube on one video.
Yeah, and I don't know how many likes and comments. But
for some reason, our humble videos did not do that well.
They didn't, but that's just because it's the how to build the water level thing is actually something that anybody could use if they were going to level
apparently a lot of people
land or a building or anything.
You want to come use your bunyip on my backyard? I could use it.
You could. Yeah. You could grade your backyard with the bunyip.
It's going to be about a 90 degree slope.
Yeah, it's a fucked up backyard.
Wait, what kind of dip is this?
Huh?
What kind of dip is this?
Dip.
Yeah, bunyip.
You said tip.
A bunyip dip.
A bun dip.
A bunyip. Yeah, so check it out. It's me wearing a Canadian tuxedo. Building a bunyip.
Yeah. And he has 170,000 views. That part's not a joke.
Wait, you have the Super Troopers outfit on?
No. No, it's just a I don't know where I got a denim shirt. It's like a denim overshirt.
You know you got a denim shirt.
I know exactly where I got it. Out of my dad's closet because it was cold. When we were at his house. So check that out, yeah, for sure.
Don't forget to like and smash that subscribe button.
You can subscribe to me.
God damn it, Chris. You keep taking all the jokes of the weeks. Fucking asshole. See, I'm not, me and Chris have never fought, but now that I'm competitive, we all know I'm competitive.
Right.
That's not new.
Yeah.
I'm mad at him.
Now that I'm competitive and know that there's a competition, fucking hate Chris.
Next week is going to be just me. Now who gets the joke of the week, Michael? Now who gets it? God damn it.
He just texted us all, hey, podcast canceled. I got shit to do. The next day, there's a new one out. It's just Jason sitting here reading jokes.
Out of like a
elementary joke book. No. You have a whole package of Laffy Taffys. You just hear you opening them up and chewing on them and reading the jokes. And that's all it is. It's just ASMR. That's all it is.
God, that would be greatness.
Jason, why are you doing an acoustic Limp Bizkit show all by yourself?
That's just halfway through. He's like, all right, and now for the Limp Bizkit break. Let my stomach settle a little bit from all these 100 Laffy Taffys.
Yeah. Shake the Laffy Taffy. That song?
Shake the Laffy Taffy. Please do an acoustic version of that one, too.
Please do the Whisper song by Ying Yang Twins.
Hey, little mama. Let me whisper in your ear.
Let me see that, Chris. Hey, baby, let me see that, Chris.
Where do you see that, Chris?
So I substituted creepy penis for Chris.
Yep, it's a fun. It's a fun little. Yep,
that's what I'm gonna start doing. By the way, every time I talk about penis, I'm gonna say Chris.
Yep.
Hey, Riley, how was that Chris last night?
You're nothing but a giant Chris.
Does that work or no?
I'm gonna go take a Chris and wipe my Chris. It's like, oh, what?
I like to dab my Chris after I take a Chris.
God, this is terrible.
I'm trying to find a way to transition into Funko, but that's not happening.
Funko.
The Pops. It's just not working, man. Funko had a bunch of news this weekend. What's your favorite show, Jay, of all times?
Oh, shit, dude. I don't know.
Letterkenny.
Well, here. They have a pop for your favorite show.
No, they don't. That's Letterkenny?
That's not Letterkenny.
I didn't even look.
That's Hercules, Kevin Sorbo.
I was like, what? Letterkenny, really?
And there's your favorite other show, Xena.
Xena Warrior Princess was mush it. Back on Sundays when there wasn't anything else to watch.
But it was even better when she was, she finally went into Spartacus.
Dawson's Creek. Wow. So these are all the new ones that they're releasing? Yeah,
they went nuts. So it was Friday and Saturday. It was like, will you stop? And they just kept pushing them out. It was like Jaws. Look at it's freaking awesome. One of the sharks has the tank in his mouth. Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy. Who doesn't want that?
Me.
I'm waiting for the Police Academy.
I think they already did that, I thought. Even Big Bang Theory. I never watched that show, actually.
Really?
Nope. Have you?
I liked it, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We have it recorded on our DVR.
And then, of course, the new old Rick and Morty's.
Oh, nice.
I want the dog. Snowflake, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Pickle, that was a Pickle Rick.
But that's a good Pickle Rick because he doesn't have all the guns and weapon and right. stuff. Just straight up Pickle Rick.
I like the professor. What's his name? Chris.
Professor X?
No, yes. the one in Anatomy Land. Anatomy Park.
Oh.
I apologize. They do have your favorite show.
Sanford and Sons.
Sorry, Joe. Sorry. Sorry about that. I just oh, look, and there's my favorite guy in the world.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
I think he's missing some face tattoos.
Yeah, probably. Douchebag.
Jason really hates Post Malone. I like the guy, but...
I think you're better now, better now. Is that your favorite song?
No.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I like White Iverson.
Oh.
White Iverson?
I like Candy Paint as well.
Do you know who Black Iverson is?
Yes, I do.
What's his first name?
He was a chipmunk. Shit.
God, you're so racist.
I had Black Iverson's shoes.
Didn't he play for the 76ers?
Oh, nice, ooh. Jay. Nice.
I don't know his first name. Nice. I know he's a basketball player and he's Todd. Really fucking good.
We watched a documentary at
Rhodey's. Theodore
Todd.
Didn't we watch a
documentary? Todd Iverson.
We did watch a documentary at your wedding about Allen Iverson.
And we did.
Yes, we did.
Allen Iverson. See, I knew.
Yep. Perfect. Good job.
But I want this Garfield one because he has a coffee cup that says "I hate Mondays."
Of course, of course, every cat hates Mondays. I actually have a cat named Garfield.
And I can show you the last... Here, I'm going to quit doing this, but this is the last one. I'm going to own all those motherfuckers.
NSYNC? Yeah, you will. I don't remember one of them being redheaded,
NSYNC,
but...
NSYNC Pops. Yeah, but Pop Vinyl.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, duh.
I actually know a lot of collectors listen to this, but yeah, it's getting crazy. Love you, Pop Vinyls.
Yep, I'm... I collect too.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You have no junk in your house, like nothing.
No, I don't.
If it's junk, it's thrown away instantly.
Period.
It's crazy, dude. Yep. He's like living that
minimalist. What's that lady's name?
Tiny House Minimalist.
Oh, wait.
Oh no, don't bring no.
Lady puts all the stuff in the boxes.
No.
No. No, the Chinese lady. What's her name?
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. Marie Kondo or Hondo or
does this Hondo? Bring you joy? Throw it away.
Yeah. You can only have 30 books.
Fuck you, I have as many books I want.
Yeah. That was one of the biggest points of contention that I've ever seen on Facebook. Like, people that love books. Like, 30 books? You mean in my car that I read this week? And I'm like, go fuck yourself. You have 30 hardback books. No, shut up. God. Get the fuck out of here.
They're all first editions, Jay. Go fuck off.
And I keep them in the sun, in my passenger seat.
You can imagine any hoarder such as myself will hate this lady. Because she would come here and be like, dude, these toys bring you joy. And I'd be like, God damn right they do.
Like, yeah, every one of them. They're like, no, that's not a thing.
They do bring my son joy. It's fun to bring him in here because all the colors and stuff. Not because he knows what they are, but he's just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. He makes these faces. I'm like, yeah, someday these will all be yours to tear up and open while I'm, because I'll die and he'll open all of them and
yep.
destroy them.
oh, yeah, you're going to be that dad that's like, no, son, we can't do this. And he's going to hate you for it. And then as soon as you die, he'll be like, look at this, dad, over your corpse and opens all your pops on top of you. And then you're buried with all your pops.
Holy shit. Which is okay. Because then you go to the afterlife with all your
pops. With all your pops. And guess who's pop rich in heaven?
Yeah, because I believe
in the afterlife.
The Greek way of dying. Yeah, you got to put 2 coins on my eyes. Please make sure those are there so I can buy my way into heaven first. Right. Then with everything I'm buried with comes with me.
Yep.
So I'm just going to be buried in the house so I can have a whole house and everything.
Nice.
Be cool. Nice. TV. Bury me with a satellite box. So I can watch
satellites. Just lay him in the middle of a house and then just cover the house up with dirt.
Yeah. Then I get everything in there, look,
it's
right?
like a pyramid, then almost.
I have a toilet and a refrigerator.
I have everything.
I'll be killing the dead people up there. Oh, y'all didn't get buried with all this shit? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come party in my house.
I got buried with 20 cases of Keystone Light.
Oh, you didn't get the vinyl version of Significant Other? Yeah. Oh, it sucks for you.
All you got was some stupid casket. Look, everybody's in caskets.
Yep, that's all.
Except for the pyramid guys in the back.
Oh. Yeah. Those guys got a lot of... They got, like, weapons and stuff.
And jewelry. Yep.
Oh, lots of gold.
And all their servants that were murdered and put in jars.
And dead cats.
Yeah.
Lots of cats. Oh, God.
Even if their servants weren't about to die, they got killed so that they could go with them to the afterlife.
I'm sorry, Daisy, but you have to go with Dad.
Damn.
Come on. Hell? Just be still. Be still, baby.
So crazy. So
it'll be over soon. It'll be over soon.
Oh, my God.
Come here, kitty.
Oh, my God.
He wants you to go with him. God, stabbing him.
Michael loves cats, by the way, and he hates dogs.
Could you imagine that was like someone's last wishes? Like, home, I'm going to die, so if you could just kill my cat and put it in there with me, it would be great.
No.
That'd be one of those, buddy, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, we got you. He's one, like, or I'll hate you.
We do the circle with 3 fingers. 100%, we'll take care of that, huh? You'll get your cat. We'll kill the crap out of your cat.
We will so murder your cat for you. I mean, it's your dying wish. What else can we do? Can't not. Where do we get off on this stuff?
Where do we find a cat murderer? It's not in the classifieds.
Cameo.com.
Oh, that's true. Have Bam Margera come kill my cat.
He's real cheap nowadays. It's $45, and he will murder anything. It's not a human. Don't hold me to that. Done zero research on this.
Why is... Chris, you're not getting in here with any jams. This must not be funny at all.
I'm staying away from that one.
You goddamn cat killer.
Just slaying that pussy.
Ah! There it is.
But I hate him so much.
Fucking Chris.
So that's... Yeah, that's very misleading. Pussyslayer.com. Oh my God!
I'm sorry, guys. I was looking for somebody to kill my cat. Not porn.
Not porn.
And Rhodey's out on that one. Bye. Well, I'm looking at my notes here. How many cameras do you think you need on your phone, Jay?
1, 2. You need one.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus has 4. I'm sorry, I apologize. It has 5.
For what?
There's 2 selfie cameras in the front.
For what?
So you can get 3D depth. One will focus on your face. The other one will focus on the background. So you have this 3D pure picture. It's pretty cool, right? Right? Nice. But
I like the background fuzzy. Blurred out.
No, okay. Well, you can do that. So that's what it does. It takes a picture of the background and the foreground, right?
Okay.
And you can go in there and edit it, and you can do whatever you want because you got 2 separate pictures.
Okay.
Right. Pretty interesting. And then the front has 3 cameras. And I saw what it was. Like, one's a 45 degree, one's a wide, and then one's a regular picture. I was like, oh, pretty interesting.
I've always wanted to take a picture at a 45 degree angle. It's always been like a thing. I've been like, you know what would be really cool? If I could point my camera this way, but take a picture that way. It's just fucking retarded. Anyway, so how big is this phone?
The 6.3 inches.
How much is that versus something else that I would know?
It's probably the same size. Which Galaxy are you carrying now?
8.
It's close to that.
Okay.
They're not going to get any bigger. But what Samsung did announce this fine, lovely Wednesday was the foldable phone.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
I don't know, Samsung? Man. I thought it was Samsung. No, we talked about Motorola in the...
It is Samsung. It's folded. It looks... I wish I had the dimensions. I don't have it on me, but it was like skinny and tall. And then you open it up and it's pretty big. But it wasn't so big that it was like stupid. And the small one... I did not want that. When I read all about it, I was like, that's fucking stupid. That's terrible. It looks badass.
Really?
Yes. It's got two batteries in it, too. It's like, oh, you got to watch the video. Everybody needs to search the Galaxy Fold and watch the video.
I know we don't have many here in the United States because of restrictions and whatnot, but have you ever seen Huawei phones? Mm-mm. Huawei is the biggest, one of the biggest manufacturers of phones in the world now. They're out of China. And they are starting to take over the market, but there's a whole bunch of sanctions against them because they're Chinese. And
so you're telling me place called Huawei is trying to take on Walmart?
Huawei
is taking on Walmart.
No, it's just the phones. They're just phone manufacturer. They're just phone manufacturer.
Huawei Walmart.
Where did you get the Walmart portion? But their phones are ridiculously big. My buddy just bought one, and it's way too big. It's like an
iPod mini.
Yeah, it's a true phablet. Nice. Phone tablet. But yeah, I just heard something on NPR about it today.
Yeah?
The president of that company is pissed at the United States.
Because Trump won't let it in?
Well, no, because they broke sanctions with Iran. They sold to Iran, and they weren't supposed to because of sanctions. And so his daughter, who is the vice president of the company, I think, got arrested in Canada, and they're extraditing her to the United States.
No one gets arrested in Canada. How does that happen?
Right. Well, because we said, hey, guys, would you do it, please? And they did.
Murderers get arrested in Canada and get like 30 days.
Right. Because all they have to do is say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Bro, are you going to do that again? No.
Nope. I am sorry.
Canada's... I don't know how I feel about that. It's weird. Like, you're like, that's good because people deserve a second chance, but then you're like, you just let a murderer go.
Yep.
It's been 3 years. You crazy ass. But they really have reform. And
it's stuff. Super cold up there, though.
Yeah, it's too cold to murder.
It's hard to murder more than one person in your lifetime just because of how cold it is up there.
Oh, come on. But anyways.
It's a restricting factor.
This fold-up phone. Have you seen anything about it yet, Rody? It all came out today. Chris, you haven't seen anything either?
No.
It is freaking awesome. Galaxy Fold. Like I said, I don't know. You guys will be more
interested. What do you mean? Crystal has a Razr.
I think yeah,
Razr flip phone.
I think it would be more interesting for people that have jobs that are similar to traveling and moving all the time because you can just open it up and watch Netflix. It's pretty like I have no purpose for it. I'm like I would just open that up and watch Netflix and probably get fired. It's like oh, let me just watch Netflix on my desk. What are you doing? Watching Netflix on my desk while doing my work?
Research. Research.
It's weird.
Oh, it opens up to be the size of a tablet.
Can't do both. It's not as big as it looks because the dude had it in his hands and he was from Korea, I think. Is that where Samsung's based out of?
So yes. Tiny hands.
It is I mean, he was a smaller stature. I was like, okay.
So it folds right in the middle like a book.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because when he opened his hands, I was like, oh, so in my hands, that'd be really small. I was trying to be real.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not trying to be like,
but it looks like a tablet to me.
It's not quite that size.
The future unfolds.
It's pretty freaking awesome. Like I said, it's got two batteries. It's got seven cameras or some crazy nonsense. But yeah,
you know what I need? Seven cameras.
So the coolest part though was like he was using it as a phone. He was looking for maps, and then he's like, "Oh, I can't really see what I'm doing." He opened it up, and the map it opens right to whatever you have on the front screen. Whenever you open it, just pops up right there in the big screen. I was like, "God, that's crazy! Fuck you, technology!
I want that.
I don't need that. I have no reason for it, but I want it." And it's the first phone ever to do three multi whatever, where you can have three things open at the same time, multitasking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Because he was like, I can watch this movie while I'm texting somebody while I'm Google mapping how to get to this place. I was like, okay, cool. Cool, dude.
Come on, advertisement. Hurry up. I want to see this thing.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. And if that's the direction phones are going, because I thought it was going to be thick, terrible, but it ain't thick. It ain't terrible. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, you need to Google this. This is really cool.
And he showed the hinges.
Yeah.
They're not obstructing. I was like, because I thought, terrible.
You're serious. I need some WD-40 for my phone.
But no, it was all perfect. I was like, dang. And the owner of Samsung, the guy who opened it, he was like, this is the phone that I use now. I was like, I bet.
Well, of course it is.
You rich bastard.
He probably doesn't, because there's too much information that he can lose off of that phone. He probably $2,000. Uses a Moto. He probably uses whatever phone Chris has.
I'm over here. Well, I mean, it's basically like two phones put together. Basically.
It's 1890.
Is this the one you're talking about?
1980.
Jason?
Brody likes for the round phone. Up.
Also, we'll break in 2 years.
That is it, Chris. That's look at that cool. Bad boy. That is not it.
I don't know how you... It's not.
No, that's...
That's not it.
Good job, Chris. Way to look up the complete incorrect one.
That is not it. Oh, that's more it, though. Because that's how narrow it looks when it's folded. But it's freaking awesome. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I say you guys...
That's a Windows phone, Chris. What are you doing?
Look that shit up. Did you type in Samsung Galaxy Fold?
I'm on Pornhub.
Oh, okay.
Oh, play that song real quick.
Not Bikini Hub. Not Bikini Shake Hall. That. Do not search Bikini Hall. Jesus Christ.
Do not put that into anybody's search history.
I kind of want to do a YouTube where we just commentate Bikini Halls. Just commentate them.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be dangerous.
That'd be funny.
Or someone on the show could dress up in bikinis.
I mean, I guess you can. Oh. You're right. You're right.
Oh my God, we could do it.
Chris,
on bikini.
We
hall.
Could do a banana.
Look up Pornhub.
Banana hammock
hall. People would never Google that.
Tommy Hilfiger.
People would never Google that. Oh my God.
Hey, I just got this Prada one. Oh, fits snug in the crack.
Look here. Let me give you back view. Chris, if you're willing to do that, I'll video it. Maybe not that, but maybe wearing a bikini, doing a bikini haul for dudes.
Oh,
that would be. Or I do like the idea of the commenting, but we would have to know for sure and certain that they were 18 plus. And I don't know how you could guarantee that.
I know of one that I follow.
Chris follows 1,000. I know one's 18.
I asked for their driver's license.
Oh my God. She has tattoos. She's got to be 18.
No.
Duh.
There's no way to prove it on the internet at all. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Beer website. Goddamn right. I'm 21. 1954. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Why? What is the point?
I wonder how many kids under 8 or like in high school that are like drinking. They're like, I don't drink Miller Lite or Coors Light. I only drink Kraft. We know how many there are.
Well, you know our good buddy.
Because back in the day, you know, you drank anything you get a hold of.
You know our good buddy and former showmate, Tommy Walden, his oldest boy, his name is Nick, is 21.
Really?
And I so badly just want to be like, hey, come hang out. Come try this blood and honey. I'm curious what he's drinking. I really do want to do that. He's 21 now.
Try this hemoglobin and sugar.
He don't think that. Spend all his money on other stuff.
Yeah, not allowed to. Don't drink.
No, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Can't make people drink.
No. Hey, would you like to try this? Yes, I would.
Why did you make me drink? Fucking winter. Yeah, might as well. What are you gonna do?
Oh yeah, he's a huge listener. Let me tell you, We haven't spoken in 2 years.
Yeah,
he's listening. No, he's 21, though. How does that make you feel?
That's crazy.
And Cassie's 19 and pregnant.
Damn.
Yep. These are kids that we used to know.
They it's used crazy. To be kids. Apparently, yeah. They're not kids anymore.
You always be a kid to me.
That I used to know somebody.
Is this the acoustic Limp Bizkit we're going into?
No.
Oh, that was, okay. Sorry, I was getting ready. I'm on
Jason's just fucking ready.
I'm looking. Oh, wait. That's stained. Sorry. God damn it. Fucked everything up. And I lost my notes. So I'm pretty pissed off, okay? I'm going to talk about this for a second. You guys know
pregnant.
Who Adam Devine is?
Levine?
No. Adam. I made that mistake earlier today with Ray.
Devine.
Adam Devine. Who's that?
He is the guy from Pitch Perfect. Did you watch the first Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
Yep. He's the guy that was hanging out with Rebel Wilson.
Okay. You mean the one from Workaholics?
Yes.
The one that made out with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I follow him on the old Instagram, and apparently Netflix is doing a 13-episode season of Green Eggs and Ham.
What?
Yeah.
The Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite cartoons. As a kid growing up, I must have watched that Green Eggs and Ham 1,000 times.
Really?
Yes. And they're going to do a 13 episode season of Green Eggs and Ham.
How are they going to make a 20-page book? A 20-page book, not even 20 pages. Into 13 episodes.
I don't know. So he posted it. I was like, oh, yeah, they're doing a movie of this. Cool. And it was like 13 episodes. I was like, holy Jesus. What?
You are dragging this out. You guys are going to drag this out and beat it to death.
So I don't know to be excited or not because I love Green Eggs and Ham. It's one of my favorite. I got the little pop things that are like Green Eggs and Ham. I will not eat them, Sam. I am. I will not eat them with the fox. I will not eat them in a box. I will not eat them anywhere, I swear.
wasn't Green Eggs and Ham your shit, Chris?
Yeah, that was my favorite book.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know there was a show though.
It's like coming soon.
No, cartoon.
You don't know the cartoon from the 1940s, I think?
No, I never saw it.
Oh shit, we're watching. It's only like 15 minutes long. We're watching that after this, me and you alone together.
I just
in our pajamas.
Fuck yeah. I will make Green Eggs and Ham while we watch it.
You don't make ham.
You don't think I'll do it for that? For Chris?
I don't know.
Like Chris's joke of the week. I'll do whatever the hell he wants to.
If I can get that joke of the week from him, I will make him ham.
It'll be poison ham. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris is dead, Michael. What's next?
I will Chris all over the place.
It was green ham and eggs instead. Green ham was poisoned.
Just on my tombstone. Joke of the week.
Chris Webb.
God joke damn of the week. I never get anything. He's dead.
Also, loved his fleshlight. Buried with him.
I do not have...
I'll be doing the episode. There'll be a file that says click here. I'm like, what's this? While I'm recording, and it's Chris doing a joke. God damn it. Son of a bitch.
You know how some tombstones will have two lights on either side of it? It'll just be fleshlights for Chris.
Have them carved out of rock.
Hey.
Rock fleshlight.
The eternal flame.
Burning.
God damn.
Just a little flame out of each one.
I'm gonna go ahead and get mine. Y'all ready? I'm gonna have pepperoni and cheese on mine. Tombstone.
Okay. I was like, what? God damn it.
That's kind of messed up.
Joke of the week. Sure,
Jason. The joke of the week only works if you get it. What do you have on your tombstone? Remember the Cowboys?
New York City.
Yeah. Pace Picante.
That's Pace Picante, yeah.
Shut up.
New York City. Stuff's made in New York City. What is this made? San Antonio, Texas.
Damn, that made fun of us, and we had no idea because we were young.
We were like, yeah!
Texas.
Yeah, fuck them New Yorkers.
Ha! We still think that. Except for Jason.
I love the Giants.
And also the Yankees.
No.
The Yankees. Mostly the Yankees. Islanders.
Damn, I'm a Rangers fan, bro. Back off. I'm all about the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
Shit. Jesus Christ.
Oh, look. Somebody's a New York fan his whole life, and then he moves over by the Rangers stadium, and all of a sudden he's a fucking Rangers fan.
Let me guess. You're about the Night King. You want the Night King to win the throne. Jesus Christ.
You just want to watch the whole fucking world burn, don't you?
Well, we're House Targaryen, whatever.
You probably cried when he killed his dad.
Cut that head off. Yeah, fuck you, Stark.
I was like, hell yeah. That's
you people cried during the Red Wedding? I was like, yeah.
I'm killed off.
What?
I said, I beat off.
With your fleshlight. Oh, this pre-fleshlight.
Jesus, what are you watching? The Red Wedding? Holy shit!
Wait, so Chris, you spread red food coloring all over your fleshlight for this?
Oh, gross. Somebody's baby died during that. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all?
I'm not the one getting off on it.
No, it's Chris. This is all on him.
He thought what we were talking about earlier was bad. So that's cool. I beat up on dead babies.
Well, we know who watches Revenge Porn.
And the old guy's just sitting up there. that's what Chris liked.
This segment has been brought to you by HBO. Watch Game of Thrones. We got paid $1 million for that.
Wait, I thought this was brought to you by Magnum Condoms.
Yep. It's his sponsor. I got fucking HBO. That's how I roll.
Oh, okay.
Game of Thrones. Actually, it's just because I've been using this coaster that's Game of Thrones forever.
God, we bought those long. Those came with a beer, right? Yep. That we bought so long ago.
Which is so funny because it's Targaryen.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you don't get off here. And I found out that Jon Snow was Targaryen. Remember, when I first got this, I was like, Targaryen. And then Jon Snow became Targaryen. Yeah. I was like, yeah!
It wasn't even become. It just kind of became apparent that he was
Targaryen.
A Targaryen bloodline.
Now I'm like all about Targaryen, but I wasn't before I found that out.
Right.
Because I've been Team Jon Snow since the first episode.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, shy and awkward. Yeah, me and him.
I was team whoever was railing Daenerys at the time.
Aquaman.
Team Aquaman.
Which Bray fucking had a phenomenal review for Aquaman.
I saw that.
He loved Aquaman.
It's the worst fucking movie I've ever seen. Shut the fuck up, Bray. Fuck off.
Take that, Jesse.
Well, they went back and forth on it for a while. So
it was a great. Decent movie.
No.
Take that, Jay. Fuck no. You, it was.
Like sound like a scolding? No.
Yeah, you were like, no.
Go lay down, Jay.
You going to get the spray bottle out? You got a rolled up newspaper?
I guess it's nap time for Jay.
Guess who's speaking out of turn now? Time to go to nap. Night, night.
Get from a super serious car. No.
No. You no.
I haven't even seen it. I'm just, oh God. Just.
I guess you love that crab man. It's pretty awesome. Fucking idiot.
Crab man's not an Aquaman?
I don't know. I just made that up.
No.
No, it's definitely in there.
It's in the background.
Have you even seen it, Jason?
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Then why did they dispute this?
They went on a romance.
Because I don't pay that much attention in movies.
You just said it was a good movie.
Though. It was fun.
God damn it.
It was a fun watch.
They went on a romantic date.
Yeah, we did.
And then I asked him, I was like, did it work?
You and Chris?
I did not. No, me and my wife. She's like, hey, you want to see Aquaman? I was like, yeah, sure, that looks cool. And we went and watched it.
And then they saw Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
Yep.
He was drinking an orange juice and champagne drink. And then we were hoping that
Jason Momoa was
aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac, yeah.
And it did not. That's bullshit, too. Right there.
You didn't eat 36 oysters?
I was eating oysters the entire time we were in there.
Yeah, it should be free for that movie.
For the movie? All you can eat oysters on the half shell during Aquaman.
God, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, my God.
That'd be awesome. All you can eat seafood, period. It's catfish, but it's seafood.
Yeah, and it was $50 a ticket. I'd have gone.
Catfish.
Would have done that.
Worth it?
I would have, yeah.
You can have the flying fish that are in the Mississippi invading it right now. For free, but I hear it's terrible.
Oh, you mean the carp that will jump out of the water because of boat noises? Those are ruining
the Mississippi. Yep, the ecosystem's in trouble. If y'all want to get all scientific real quick,
they're actually
hashtag fake news.
Hashtag fake news.
Hashtag
they're trapping them and turning them into food for animals.
Good call.
Yep. Nice dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
dog and cat food, but you can't catch them all because they're. And they're super dangerous when you're driving. If you look at them, they jump and fly, and they can actually like break your face.
Is it bad that I can't hear the word catch them all without immediately going to Pokemon?
It's just a little bad, yeah.
Something's fucked up.
Yeah,
you said catch them all.
Magikarp.
We said we were trying to catch them all this weekend, and Jason's like, holy shit, they went pig hunting with Pokeballs?
Gotta catch them all.
Yep, definitely.
Pokeballs.
Yep.
I choose you.
Like, Rudy, get out of the way. I can't throw my Pokeball. I'm going to catch you.
You're my crosshairs. I choose you.
I choose you. Dead exactly. Pig.
Pew, pew.
Pew. Get him.
Gotta catch him up.
This is so weird. It's not real. I choose you, hunting dog.
I kill choose that you. Pig. Pigamasu.
Pigamasu.
Oh, my God. This is real. I just killed the shit out of it.
No, it's still alive. It's fine.
I don't think this thing's going to battle anything anytime soon.
Yeah, it's fine. I caught this thing so it can fucking fight other things. This is totally cool.
Battling my guts later.
Got to take it to a Poke Center.
<Ugh. clears throat>
So I wanted to end this show today.
Of course you did.
On this note.
Oh, okay. Oh, on a note.
How do you guys feel about...
I hate it.
LeBron James and Space Jam 2. Jay. Did you watch Trainwreck?
Jay, you go first.
I'm interested. Quiz King.
No, skip that. Did you watch Trainwreck with Amy Schumer and Bill Hader and LeBron James? And it was a pretty good movie.
I did.
Yeah, and LeBron James was aight.
Dude, you're right. He was aight.
Aight.
Yeah, he was aight.
He was better than Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
For sure.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was bad. But when you were a kid, you didn't notice that shit. You didn't notice that at all. No. You didn't know what good acting... Maybe Chris Happ. But you wouldn't know good acting if...
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't, yeah, he wouldn't at all.
But yeah. Yeah, he wasn't bad in that Trainwreck movie. The Trainwreck movie itself was not that good. But...
How dare you speak of Bill Hader that way?
Movie wasn't fucking great.
Nah, it was alright.
You didn't like Jason Momoa and you didn't even see the fucking movie.
That's right.
It wasn't Aquaman.
Yeah.
No, so he's going to be in Space Jam 2.
That's the thing for sure now.
Yeah, they're shooting this summer.
I'm down with it too.
Yeah,
give it a shot.
What's weird is like I've always hated LeBron my whole life, and now he plays on my favorite team, and I still hate him. Which is that's a weird dynamic.
Weird dynamic.
It's fucking annoying.
You know about that purple and gold?
Yep.
Hey Chris, have you seen that new documentary on Netflix?
Ted Bundy?
No. It's called A Light in the Dark. A Fleshlight movie.
God damn it. Brody's trying hard.
Jason Brody, said damn. He wanted to end it on this. And Brody then is Jason trying, just fucking...
No, Brody wants that joke of the week.
Give me that joke of the week.
He's trying hard.
Brody just can't let it go.
Just let him try, Jay.
How do you make a napkin dance?
I feel like I should rub his head. You got to humor him. You got to let him do his thing.
You christen it?
You put a little boogie in it.
God bless.
At least it made him laugh.
I fucking hate that Chris guy. Damn it. The only way I'm going to get it is if I just tell Chris not to come next week. That's the only way.
There's no
happen.
Podcast next week.
This is just me and you guys.
Well, he comes every week, so.
Maybe that's it.
And his flashlight.
Jordy. but no, I'm excited about this Space Jam shit, man. I'm excited about it.
When's it supposed to come out?
They're shooting this summer, so it'll be probably
4 years from now.
Oh, Jason, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, we do need to talk about that, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, time out. Let's finish this LeBron James shit. You haven't said a word about it. You love basketball.
You're the basketball guy.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Duh, it's cartoons and basketball. I'll watch it.
Now, question, though. Do the fucking Monstars come back and be like, we challenge you to another basketball match?
No, that's a remake. It's got to be, right?
It's not a remake. It's a sequel. You think they're going to just retcon Jordan? No. That happened.
Yeah.
This is after. Yeah. Maybe they'll try to get Mike first. He's like, I'm too old for this, guys.
Maybe and it's then... like Mortal Kombat. Like every like 10 years, they have like a competition.
Battle for the Realms.
That'd be so funny. And did you see there's a video right now that y'all should all Google Blake Griffin's audition to be in Space Jam 2. It is absolutely hilarious. He goes, I watched the first one 1,000 times. I love it. This is my audition. You should put me in it. So stupid. It's funny.
It's an unsolicited one?
Yeah.
Like he was just like, this is me. I'm going to try this.
No, some reporter lady was like, what do you think of Space Jam 2? And he's like, I belong in it.
But who are they going to get that's terrible, though? That's what I want to know. Because they had Muggsy Bogues and Sean Bradley in it. Like, everyone else was like a Hall of Famer. They had Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, and who's the other?
Scottie Pippen?
No, Michael Jordan. They're all Hall of Famers. And then, like, these two guys that are just scrubs. Who are going to be the scrub guys? That's what I want to know.
Oh, there's a lot of scrubs in the NBA.
A lot.
Michael Beasley is just one of the ones I can think of.
Yeah, Michael Beasley could be one.
They need to get somebody that's just a terrible behavior person.
LaMelo Ball.
He's not in the league. He's never making
it. He's in L.A., though, so true. Cool. He needs a job, so.
He's going to go to college, he says. Yeah, oh, there. Right. This shit's all fucked up. Like, how?
Phoenix University.
How do you play?
Online.
How do you play professional ball and then go play college?
Well, professional ball in Lithuania.
Quackalakazon. Quackalakazon. I'm not sure where they were playing. Was it Lithuania? I thought it was like
Quackalakazon. No, it was one of those cities in DuckTales.
Okay. It's like, we play professional now.
Quackalakazon.
Yep. Hey, Obama's starting a league in Africa, so we're in a weird world here. There's a new football league, the AAF. Jay, you big AAF fan?
AAF fan, yes. Yep. As fuck fan? As yep.
as fuck?
As fuck.
But yeah, I guess Rhodey cleared it up. I can't end the show on that. We got to end the show talking about our best friend and part-time lover, David.
Close to full time.
We're not as close as we used to be. There's not as much of the love going on. But David,
he's found a new lover.
And yeah, it's a fucking brewery. That's some bullshit, isn't it?
Stupid.
I'm not even business. Hey guys, so dumb. I don't got time to even talk to you. Running a business. You know how you're doing a job that you hate? Well, I'm doing a job that I like and getting paid. David,
you know, like dreams, and I got mine, and you don't. And like you guys didn't, so fuck you.
Bag full of dicks.
I don't talk to people who
bag
don't.
Full of Chris's.
I've seen the stats on. I've seen the stats in your little podcast.
Exactly.
Damn, David, calm down.
I don't hang out with people who haven't realized their dreams yet, so.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. I only hang out with the Jambos woman, so. Oh,
damn. Jambos?
Yeah.
The barbecue place? She's
going to be mayor of Arlington, Rhodey.
What?
Evidently, her boyfriend's very violent, but whatever.
Jesus.
Okay, I want to hear about this offline. Anyways, David Clark's brewery.
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
Holy shite.
So this Saturday, if you have stuff going, if you don't have stuff going, definitely go to New Main Brewing. 1 year anniversary.
What's that address over there, Rudy?
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Just Google Marathon.
Oh, fuck, Pantego, Texas.
Something, 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 Marathon.
No, just
Chris
Google,
is sitting in front of a computer.
Just Google New Main Brewing because that shit blows. It's number one, Jay, not number two.
Yeah.
Yep. He has 100,000 views. Yeah, it's all over the place. Congratulations to him, too. I can't wait to be like, congratulations, because he'll be too busy to talk to us.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, if we go, he'd be like, oh, hey, guys.
Well, I have a plan. I'm just going to start turning dials. That way he has to pay attention to me.
I'm just.
What's this do? Get out.
You're not allowed to be back here.
Our good buddy Dirk from Mavericks Rugby will be out there too, which we're going to have him back on here pretty soon, I think. I haven't told him that, but I don't really
have to. Why the fuck did he find a sport that's in the middle of winter?
Fuck that shit. Yeah, no, Mike, I'm not going to.
What a dickhead.
Can't take our little baby in the winter.
What a Chris head.
Cold winter breeze. It's only 10 degrees. Come watch me play rugby. It's
good
dude.
For kids.
Yes, that will help them build their immune system. Or their tolerance. You know, if you take your arm and put it in frostbitten conditions, it will help you build a tolerance to cold.
Is that science? There's some science behind that.
Start walking through cold. I'm building a tolerance.
I'm about to say.
Oh, that's weird. Frostbite.
How come I got frostbite and no tolerance built up? Jason from Casually Lit is a fucking liar.
It's my second lawsuit. God damn it.
Yep. What's that? What's that address over there, Chris?
Is 3533 Marathon Street, Pantego, Texas.
Boom! They're supposed to have 30 plus beers. I hope I'm overshooting. I want to say like he's gonna have 50 plus beers, strippers. There's gonna be poles.
Strippers. Sorry. He's got 50 plus beers from 50 plus breweries in Texas.
37 arcade games.
Strippers from all over the state.
It's going to be nuts. He's going to have Del Frisco's cooking.
they just pulled their truck into the bay, and they're going to be serving up Del Frisco's steaks.
Ball free.
It is a $50 cover charge. Three pours. Hope you like three beers.
Did I say that?
And strippers.
I just
2 ounce pours.
Rhodey gave me this beer.
You've got two stages. You've got one in the little living room and then one on top of the living room.
I would go for that.
I would if he had just.
You ever seen a 50-foot pole?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that six strippers on one pole.
Oh my God.
Sign me up.
So I'd pay for that.
50-foot pole, six strippers.
David, we got ideas.
David, come on, man. Come on. I saw today that you know, he has new main tap house on his door.
Never heard of it.
And then somebody else, and then somebody in chalk wrote underneath it, "and brewery" with an exclamation point.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, he's like, "my Pantego people love us." Because now he's like, he can serve his own beers now. And he hasn't got the brewery thing on there. It just says new main tap house.
Not for much longer, because as soon as he sells a keg, he has to.
No, they actually got signage now.
I saw that.
The big ass sign.
Yeah, big, bright signage.
Yeah, check them out on Facebook. New Main Brewing. Yeah. Go to the anniversary. There's not going to be strippers. Sorry about that. Or Del Frisco's. But there'll be other good stuff.
Del Frisco's.
It's like, oh.
Wow, we just really killed it.
Yeah, there's not gonna, there's just going to be
great. All the stuff that we said.
There's just going to be great beer and friends and lots of food trucks and stuff. It's just going to be great. So,
yeah, I guess.
Yep, Saturday. We're going to be out there. And I know you won't come find us. Well, actually, that's happened before, so I can't not say that. Hey, come find us. And I've been found before, and I was like, oh, this is happening. It's happened twice.
Yeah?
Yep. One time was pretty awesome. The other time was awkward. And now I'm saying, come find us. It's not going to happen. I'm going to walk through there and be like, oh, my God, you're Jason. And yeah. Then I'll have to have my bodyguard knock him out again.
You're welcome.
Awkwardly follow you around and just be like,
no, people come up to me. Where's the tall guy, Rhodey? Don't even try to clean yourself of this.
Tall guy, Rhodey.
Where's that tall guy, Rhodey?
You're the biggest motherfucker you see there.
God damn it.
He's ugly as shit, too. He can't
Where's
miss
Joke
it.
Of the Week, Chris? I'm like, fucking shit!
Hey, remember that Jay guy that comes on once in a while? Fuck!
This is my show!
This is my show! This is my idea!
I don't work! I just won't get up, god damn it!
Oh, yeah.
Not really, but... No, it really is. Where's the tall guy, Rhodey? And yeah. Jay's funnier, and Chris is better looking. Whatever.
Whatever. All of those things.
It's been a great show, though. Don't forget to check out our Brothers and Controllers and Keyboards, except for Jay said he fucking hates that show. I'm not sure why. He doesn't like Goat. I don't know. Goat, challenge. Get him.
I'm not even going to respect that with a comment.
He'll come at you.
He said Goat sounds like a communist. That's what he said.
No holds barred.
I heard socialist earlier.
Get this motherfucker.
It's better.
Yeah.
We've had battles before with them. They've been fun, long, endearing.
Oh, and whatever comment Blood they got on spilled. iTunes, I never even listened to their... I didn't even know what their name of their podcast was, so I did not actually make that comment, so... I was just told that you guys thought it was me and thought it was cool. I would never comment on your stuff.
Wink.
Wink.
I'm definitely super into video games.
Oh, they are still about video games. I don't... Jordan, you might need to tell me how to describe... They're still about video games, but they've also branched out, and it's awesome. We love it, actually. I'm not going to lie. It's fine. It was fine before. It's fine now. Love it. But check them out and check us out and check out a Good Brew Guide on the intranets. Also, check out Funky Picnic Brewing. I'm allowed to say that. And Michael probably is going to one day be like, dude, stop mentioning that place. We are not associated with you.
Exactly.
But I want people to go there because I support my brother.
Well, they're not open yet.
I love you so much, dude.
I went by there and saw the building.
I just want them to get on the Facebook, you know, like it. Instagrams.
Also still all their copper.
Yeah.
Fort Worth Weekly has
Jesus Christ.
Fort Worth Weekly has a an article out about Michael, their new brewer, which is our friend Mike.
It's awesome. Very
well,
awesome.
Y'all's friend Mike.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't Rhodey's. Like you. Yeah, that's right.
Just, okay, I didn't think you liked me.
Well, apparently he only likes Chris, so because the joke of the week over here.
Hashtag Team Michael.
I'm not letting that go.
Jason is so fucking bitter. This is beautiful.
So I'm letting that go.
Oh.
Yeah. Gotta think about that. Son of a bitch.
All right,
y'all have a good night.
Fun.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.